First, it's the season to think about some of your favorite things of the year as best of lists appear everywhere. We'll do a few of our own and invite you to join in with your favorites. The young adult genre of books has taken off in the last decade or so, with many more authors writing to this audience. And don't be fooled, teens and adults alike can enjoy these books. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you read any young adult books, past or present, that you've really enjoyed? Do you have a favorite young adult author? Or maybe you need a recommendation. Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got two librarians with us to share some great young adult books for 2019. Amanda Geske is the Community Engagement Librarian at the Meadow Ridge Branch of Madison Public Library. Amanda, thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me here.
And Megan Schliessman is a librarian at the Cooperative Children's Book Center of the School of Education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Megan, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Well, Megan, what makes something a young adult book?
What makes it a young adult book? Well, I would say, first of all, the audience of intent that an author is writing to, which is typically middle high school age, though, as you said, often then we have a lot of adults who are interested in it. The themes tend to be a little bit more mature, I would say. Sometimes the outcomes aren't always as positive as we might expect from a children's book. Not that children's books don't have complexities and also address hard things sometimes, and that's the reality of lives. But I think audience and content both can be part of what defines a young adult book.
And Amanda, do you see a lot of demand for young adult books coming through your doors at your library branch?
We definitely do. Like you said, it's really hitting its heyday right now, where people of all ages are interested. I think that really exciting covers are being made, where we're seeing a lot more diversity and a lot of like risk-taking in YA lit. That's really exciting no matter what you're interested in.
And there's been this explosion of it. I don't know how anybody could keep up with all of it, but it seems like not that long ago we were doing shows on this weird new subcategory called young adult books, and there were three or four authors. That's not true anymore, is it?
Oh, and it hasn't been true for a while, but I think Amanda just mentioned diversity, and one of the really exciting things we're seeing now is more and more new voices who are Black and Indigenous and people of color, and that is a really wonderful, welcome, necessary dimension of the young adult publishing right now.
Well, I don't want to wait too long. We promised some suggestions here for people, so let's get into it. You shared a list with us, and you can you two can take it where you want for some of your top picks for 2019. Where do you want to go, Amanda?
Well, we happen to have about 30, so I don't know if we're going to get to them.
probably not.
So 2019 has been a really fun year for series, I think. And so this is the year I decided to read harder and I came into fantasy series. And so there are two fantastic ones that I love. One is Holly Black's Folk of the Air series. And so this one is about a young girl who is immortal and she's taken from her home and raised in the High Court of Fairies. And so this is where, if you're not a fantasy head, you might drop off, but don't yet. Because it really quickly turns into this really fun trilogy of like court intrigue and deceptions and power struggles. It's like this Game of Thrones, like House of Cards in a YA book. And there's plenty of bloodshed. And it is just like one of the best of 2019.
Okay. And what do you want to start us off with, Megan?
Well, I will jump off of that. The fantasy genre, this is a standalone fantasy called Stepsister by Jennifer Donnelly. And it is a sort of a sideways retelling of the Cinderella story with a feminist slant. And it really focuses on the two stepsisters, the quote-unquote ugly stepsisters, who we learn in this book were once really close with Ella. But they grew really bitter because they're not traditionally beautiful. They have very non-traditional female interests. Isabel, the main character, is interested in military strategy. Her sister Tavi is really immersed in the world of math and science. And they both have been treated very poorly because of that. And it comes full circle in a wonderful way, including the fact that those skills are absolutely necessary for the resolution of this very action-driven plot.
We're looking at the young adult books of 2019. We have Amanda Geske and Megan Schliessman with us from Madison Public Library and the UW-Madison's Cooperative Children's Book Center, respectively. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite young adult books, old or new ones you've read yourself or shared with your teens, or if you have a question about a recommendation, 800-642-1234. Let's check out some of the other ones on your list. Love from A to Z by S.K. Ali. And I'll say, before the show, I was peeking around at some other people's best of 2019 young adult lists, and this is one that I saw on at least a couple of them.
It is a wonderful book, and it is, on the one hand, a love story. We meet Zainab, who is West Indian Pakistani American, and we meet Adam, who is Chinese and white. These are two Muslim teens who meet in the London airport, and they recognize that they each have a journal called Marvels and Oddities, which is named for a piece of Islamic art that's very inspirational to both of them. And they're both dealing with some pretty intense things in their personal lives. And so one of the things I love is both how their relationship develops, and they're really getting to know each other as individuals, navigating how they can be supportive of each other. And then to see this love story developing in the context of two teens for whom falling in love and how they behave is defined in a really wonderful way by their Muslim faith.
And yeah, we started off looking at some fantasy ones. This one's more in the realistic fiction genre. Amanda, anything else in that line that you would point to? I think actually a fair amount on your list that you two provided are fit into that category.
Yes, a ton. So I think one of the things that can happen with YA books is that people kind of underestimate it of romance or just kind of being trite. And I think that something really exciting that's happening in YA is where you take on bigger themes in that. So one of my other favorites is Patron Saints of Nothing by Randy Rebai. And so this is a book that will like break your heart and then rebuild it in the best way possible. And so it's a coming of age story about this kid, Jay, who's ready to just coast through his summer break. And it turns out that his Filipino cousin was murdered in President Duterte's like really bloody war on drugs. And so when he's trying to ask his family about what happened, he's not getting satisfying answers. And so he flies down to the Philippines to try to get more answers there. And it ends up being this really big story about learning more about his cousin's life and what role he himself had in his cousin's death. And it is this thing of like teens are really interested in current events and where to take that. And so these kind of classic storylines, you're really building these things that add a degree of realism.
And this is an author, I think, born in the Philippines, but who moved ultimately to the Midwest, right?
Which is very much what the character that is reflected in this character in that novel, yes.
Do we have a good young adult scene, author scene in the Midwest or even closer to home here in Wisconsin?
Oh, she's going to make me answer that. We do. We absolutely have some YA authors here in Madison. Emily Cokey comes to mind. There are others in the area. And, of course, we're close to Chicago and the Twin Cities, so there are quite a few. But, of course, the names are all escaping me as we sit here.
Well, let's turn to graphic novels now. You shared one with us. Before we get into a particular one, is graphic novel, as you see it in your library, Amanda, a big genre for young adult?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a really fun entry place, especially, you know, we toss around the phrases reluctant reader or something like that. This is a great entry point.
And the one you put on your list, Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me by Mariko Tamaki. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Tamaki.
Tamaki, yeah. Okay. Oh, I have it spelled wrong here. That's why.
That would help. Yeah. So that one is another really fun book. So our main character, Freddie, is dating this really popular, funny person at school, but it turns out it's a really trash relationship and she should really get out of it. And so in this book, we're living the 2019 mantra of like dump the zero, get with the hero. And so we're bringing in like advice columnists. We're bringing in mediums, and that's where she figures out what I really need to be doing is like doubling down on my friendships and getting out of this nasty relationship, and it is so beautifully done.
That's something probably a lot of people can relate to, not just
correct
teens.
Absolutely. That was something we talked about a lot when we read it at work.
Let's bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. We have Jim with us in Fort Atkinson. Jim, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Jim?
Good. Well, I think this is an awesome topic, especially this time of year, people looking for gifts. I was a teacher for 40 years. About half of that was at the middle school level. And I would like to tout two authors, Gary Paulson and J.K. Rowling, both kind of old school at this point, but somebody that really sucks in a reader. especially reluctant readers. So thanks for tackling the subject. You guys have a good day.
Jim, thank you so much for that call. Megan, J.K. Rowling, of course, the Harry Potter books brought a lot of people into reading, I think. Gary Paulson, I'm not as familiar
Gary Paulson has written a lot of sort of outdoor adventure survival books. So there's certain readers who find them especially compelling, and they tend to be short and really fast-paced, which is also really wonderful.
Any other good reluctant reader ones at that age, Amanda, that you'd point us toward?
Yeah, I think reluctant readers really love this concept of like a series, right? So if you can get a kiddo to buy into this series that they have got like 30 books laid out for them. So I think about like J.K. Rowling is actually a really good example of in the library the other day, I heard it called a throwback series, which just about... I can't even imagine it being that old.
Makes us all feel really old.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing, and there are a lot of series out there, but I'm actually going to jump off the series bandwagon
okay.
a minute for reluctant readers and say, I think what's probably one of the most important things you can do for reluctant readers is think about what they're interested in.
Mm.
And it might be that they're interested in nonfiction topics. So really look for that point of interest. Every kid and every reader is different. And so that's where we always start when we're trying to answer those questions and come up with some ideas.
We're talking to Megan Schliessman and Amanda Geske, both in our studio with us talking about the best young adult books of 2019. Amanda is the Community Engagement Librarian at the Meadow Ridge Branch of Madison Public Library. Megan is a librarian at the Cooperative Children's Book Center of the School of Education at UW-Madison. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you enjoy reading young adult books or does someone close to you? Do you have a favorite book or author you'd like to share with us? Do you have any favorites for the new year or do you need a recommendation? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation with two librarians looking at great young adult books of 2019. Amanda Geske is Community Engagement Librarian at the Meadow Ridge Branch of Madison Public Library. Megan Schliessman, Librarian at the Cooperative Children's Book Center at UW-Madison School of Education. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to share a young adult book, new or old, with us? Do you have a favorite author? Is this a genre you love to read, whatever age you may be? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Before we go back to our callers, I want to go back to your list. Hot Dog Girl by Jennifer Dugan. Sounds like what it says on the tin. It's about the hot dog girl.
It is indeed about the hot dog girl. So our main character is this really beautiful, like, queer rom-com. And so our main character is getting ready for her best summer ever, where she is indeed the hot dog girl at the carnival.
So she's dressed as a hot dog.
Correct, exactly. And you might think that that would be mortifying. She is jacked. She's ready for it. And so things really go awry quickly when she sets up this elaborate love triangle with, I think it's called the diving pirate Nick and her other best friend, who all have these identities at the carnival. And of course, in very YA fashion, they have this elaborate setup, and then things start actually building. They start actually falling in love. And it's just a really fun, funny book to go through that you're feeling all these emotions along with them.
And how about Dig by A.S. King?
Oh, talk about a really different book. Dig by A.S. King is taut and mesmerizing. It has teenage characters with names like The Shoveler and Can I Help You? And The Ringmaster. And older adult characters, Marla and Gottfried. They're probably in their 70s. And then the connecting character through all of them is a teenager called The Freak, who is literally flickering in and out and tunneling in and out of their lives. It is a book that looks at race and violence and misogyny in a way that is incredibly deep and rich, and you think about it and need to talk about it
Wow.
for a really long time.
Well, let's go back to our callers now. Robert joins us in Green Bay. Robert, hi.
Thank you so much for having me. I just wanted to throw out the author Brandon Sanderson and his Mistborn series. He happened to be an author where I really wasn't into fantasy or young adult novels, as a 33-year-old male myself, but those books really pulled me in. I couldn't put them down, and I've been a fan of the author ever since.
Robert, I'll jump in on this one. I just finished the second book in the Mistborn series as a slightly older than 33-year-old male. I didn't even register that it was young adult, though I can see that now you mention it. I have enjoyed it. My wife enjoyed it. We'll be proceeding onward. So I'll back Robert up on that one. Have you? Anybody want to jump in?
It's not my genre.
it's definitely fantasy, and I think he does some science fiction. He's in that world, definitely.
Right, but I know other people who are huge fans as well.
And I think there's something of, like, if you're new to fantasy, getting into something that's a series that takes a little more time to build the world makes a lot of sense. I'm going to throw in one other book from this year that kind of follows that vein. So there's the Children of Blood and Bone series by Tomi Adeyemi. And so it's set up as a very classic epic story, where it draws from West African gods and goddesses as your backstory. And our main character is on a quest. Her people perform magic, and there was this ruthless king who was power hungry and wanted to get rid of magic all across. And so he set out on this thing to kill everyone from her people and run everyone underground. And so it's this really beautiful coming of age story where she's trying to find her power and help bring that into light and where to use that whenever possible. And then it really builds that world of drawing on that epic tradition. And of course, there's a really great romance story where she's in love with, like, her sworn enemy.
So it has it all.
Of course, it has everything that you need.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Back to our callers now. Jen is with us in Madison. Jen, hi.
Hi. I'm loving this conversation, so thank you guys so much. I was thinking about when the Divergent series came out, there was also another series called Delirium. And I feel like Divergent completely overshadowed Delirium, but I love Delirium way more, and I wish they would have actually made the movie series after that book series rather than Divergent.
And Jen, for people who are looking for that one, Delirium, who's the author again?
I'm not sure, and I'm driving in the car, but it's just a book that I go back and I reread them often because they just pulled me in so much more than Divergent.
Okay, my producer says Lauren Oliver would be the author of the Delirium series. Thank you so much, Jen. Yeah, a lot of times these genres, young adult books, seem to find their way into the theaters. Do you see, Amanda, people coming in, seeing the movie and say, hey, I want to check out the book now?
Absolutely. And we're having this really exciting time with Marvel and Black Panther, and where we're seeing this kind of re-envisioning of where these kind of classic stories are going, and that is such a great opportunity.
Yeah, and I would add on that, in fact, what we're seeing now is young adult literature responding to the Marvel Universe, and now they are creating novels with really great authors based on those characters from the Marvel Universe, like Jason Reynolds' Spider-Man. And
we are talking about young adult books with Amanda Geske and Megan Schliessman. Back to your calls now. Patrick is with us in Milwaukee. Patrick, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to mention one of my favorite young adult authors, John Christopher.
And what would be a title or a series name, Patrick?
He does sort of allegoric fantasy.
Allegoric fantasy, okay.
Yeah, it's very deep and very, it has a certain spiritual message to it. I read it during middle school, and he did the Tripods trilogy and the Lotus Caves.
Okay. Patrick, thank you so much for that suggestion. We just have a few minutes left, and I want to get through some more of the ones from your lists now. You've got a nonfiction one by Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz. She was on the show, actually, a few years back to talk about an Indigenous people's history of the United States. I think that was the book we had her on for. There's one now for young people I didn't know about.
It's the Young Readers Edition, adapted by Jean Mendoza and Debbie Reese. And this is not for every young adult reader, but I would say for many, and certainly the majority. This is a perspective-shifting look at U.S. history. And instead of looking at U.S. history through the lens of American exceptionalism, which is typically how it's taught, it's really saying, look at it from an Indigenous perspective, which is really a story of colonialism and oppression and treaty breaking and really attempted genocide. And it does it in a way that is not lecturing. The way this was done was really, it's really an invitation to think about it this way. And the last chapter looks at the Standing Rock protests a couple of years ago and really brings the whole framework of the book right up to the present day.
And another one on the list, David Yoon, a book called Frankly in Love, which is a very literal title because the main character's name is Frank Lee, L-I, right?
Yes, it is a really amazing debut young adult novel. It is a love story on the one hand, but it is really about this first-generation Korean-American who is confronting a lot of things in his own family, including his own parents' racism. His best friend is black. He doesn't feel comfortable having his best friend over. His older sister has married an African-American man and basically is persona non grata to his parents. And when he starts dating a white teenager, he realizes, I can't tell them this, so he decides to fake date another first-generation Korean-American, thinking it will make all our parents happy. What could go wrong? So it is funny, and yet it confronts racism and so many other issues, including family and learning about things about your own family, who you're struggling with, and opening your eyes in new ways.
It's a big picture, Amanda. If there's people out there listening thinking, hey, I want young adult books for myself or my kid, whatever, is it okay to just go into the library and ask a librarian, give some, hey, I like this, I like this, I like this, so what should I read?
Absolutely. You'll make that librarian's day. Absolutely.
Yeah, and is it just a simple, like as easy as I like these books or I like these subjects, and then getting a matchmaker, I guess, in the library?
Yes, that is exactly right. So we will ask all kinds of questions, especially we're talking about these reluctant readers. We'll ask, like, what is kiddo come home talking about each day? What are the movies that mm-hmm. they like? What kind of games are they playing right now? And we are trained and really excited to build on that.
We'll leave it there for now. Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Megan, thanks for coming up.
Thanks.
Amanda Geske is a community engagement librarian at the Meadow Ridge branch of Madison Public Library. Megan Schliessman is a librarian at the Cooperative Children's Book Center of the School of Education at UW-Madison. They both joined us with their picks for the best young adult reads of 2019. Conversation doesn't have to stop there. If you have a favorite that you want to share and recommend, head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Maybe somebody's looking for the book that you like.